Good morning. This is Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Well, I am so pleased to have in our studio this morning two of our South Orange leading leaders, Miss Annie Godfrey and Mr. Darrell Godfrey, who are the owners of Waterworks Laundromat. Welcome to the program, Annie and Darrell.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm so excited to talk about Waterworks Laundromat and also your particular style of leadership as you're employing a number of people. But before we get started into Waterworks Laundromat, if you both can share a little bit about your education, your experience, and then we'll jump into Waterworks Laundromat.
Okay, I'll start. Ladies first, right?
That's right.
So
that's right.
I'm Annie Godfrey, and I, in terms of my education, I have a bachelor's from Rutgers and a master's in social work also from Rutgers a long, long time ago. And I was in the a professional in human resources for many years. In fact, I just retired as of May 3rd from Johnson & Johnson. So I'm very excited about that to now be focusing on, I have changed employers. So instead of working for J&J or other industry, I'm working for myself and my family now. So many years in industry, financial services, as well as healthcare in human resources. So that's me from psychology to social work to human resources. Go figure.
That's awesome.
So I'm Darrell Godfrey, and born and raised in North New Jersey. Just like Annie, went to Rutgers in New Brunswick undergrad. And really, most of my career, the last 20 years plus, has been working in the financial service field as a banker, a commercial lender. And then more recently, I am currently working as the Chief Operating Officer for the New Jersey Redevelopment Authority in Trenton, New Jersey. So it took me from banking to really just trying to help the community out, and I'm just ecstatic about the working with Waterworks with Annie, but also with my full-time job of trying to redevelop the urban communities in New Jersey.
That is really awesome and extremely wonderful, because I remember some years ago, Darrell, you and I were talking, and you had told me that you and Annie had established a laundromat quite a few years ago, and to help out the community.
Yeah. So we opened Waterworks at the end of 2007, so almost 12 years ago, actually.
Wow.
We really established it, quite frankly, because we did sort of a survey of laundromats in the Newark area. And our laundromat, Waterworks, is based on at 970 Bergen Street in Newark, which is a business community and a large residential area as well. But it's a main thoroughfare in Newark. So we established it there because we saw that there were very few, if any, high-quality laundromat services in the community, quite frankly. So we really wanted to offer high-quality laundry services to the residents, not only in the immediate area, but also in other communities that could get to our laundromat. So it's really about providing high quality services to residents.
But also to add to that, I mean, we wanted to put our foothold into, you know, showing that African American, you know, a couple from born in North, raised in North, could invest into their, you know, their community that they were born and raised in. Unfortunately, in these urban areas, you do not see a lot of African-American owned establishment. And so one of the big things that we want to stress, besides great customer service, is that, you know, we're here, and what's the other thing? Owned by you, for you, as they say. And so that's the really thing that a lot of customers, to be quite frank, are still surprised when they come in and we say we own it. They're like totally surprised. And that's good for us, but also, when you look at the big picture, it says a lot about what's happening in the community that we don't own and invest in our community. So Annie and I or our son want to change that pendulum as going forward.
And congratulations, your son Nigel just graduated, correct?
He did. He did. He graduated from Oberlin College with a degree in economics, following in his father's footsteps. And his graduation was Monday on Memorial Day. So we were in Ohio, and thankfully the weather was beautiful. which was the weekend before that, it was not so great. But that day, the sun god smiled down on us, and we had an awesome, awesome time.
Wow. So this is great. I'm hearing that there's some legacy here. You're building this business, of course, for the community, but it's a business that your son will be able to grow into as well. What would you say is the blueprint for your success? Because you've been at this a while, the two of you.
I'll start and I'll let Daryl jump in because he always likes to jump in and interject. So I would say the blueprint for our success really is just having a vision for the kind of business we wanted to provide in the community. Number one, it's about service, putting service first and making sure that the service is consistent. Because I think oftentimes businesses that may not do well don't do well because of they may be inconsistent in terms of the product or service they're providing. So I think consistency is a big part of it. I think also having good people. We have some awesome employees who work for us, and they're like family. So we care about them. They care about us. They have a vested interest in our success because they understand that our success equals their success. Because we are, you know, obviously the more money we can make, the more we can ensure that we're employing them and perhaps even other people. So I would say those two things, consistency, the customer service, and of course the employees are critical in terms of why we've been able to be in business for as long as we have.
And in addition to is loyalty from our customer base. I mean, one big component of our business is our wash and fold business, which you don't see a lot in these larger masses. So customers come in, drop off the clothes, and they'll be ready either that day or the next day. And I think the loyalty, to add to Annie's point, in addition to great customer service, has served us well in this last, you know, 12 plus years. But also one of the things that, you know, drive a business out is, you know, lack of capitalization. And we've had some ups and downs with the business, but because we still work while Annie just retired, we were able to contribute to the business when it reached some, you know, low points in it. But so we're happy because we see the vision, and this is not just for a 10 to 15 year old ride. We want to keep this in the business long after we're gone, and hopefully when the Isles family can take advantage of the opportunities that the business provides.
And so the additional dynamic of just being in business in an urban area, starting a small business, the challenges are there. But you guys, I've always seen that you're always like this shining couple of what a marriage should be and of a partnership. And, you know, what advice would you give to other married couples as to how do you keep it all together and keep it positive and keep it going?
Yeah, I was laughing about that, Daryl, because I think it's funny, but it's also true. I mean, Daryl and I are friends first. We've known each other for well over... Wow, over almost 40 years, to be honest with you, since high school. So we're friends first. And I think that's part of it. I think he makes me laugh. I try to make him laugh. And I think it's important. And most recently, we had a conversation with some younger couples, and they were asking us, you know, it's funny, the two words that we would offer as the words that we would suggest to them as sort of things they should contemplate and think about as they that have enabled us to stay together as long as we have, as we've been married for almost 29 years, in fact. So the two words I offered were really patience compromise and really being able to ignore some stuff. You know, I coined the word ignoration. is about being able to ignore little things, because a lot of little things are going to happen, but you can't react to everything. So really that compromise, the ability to compromise, not your values, but compromise where it's necessary, but also being able to ignore the small stuff.
But you know, also I think what's important is the support, because when we first started doing Waterworks Laundromat, you know, Annie wasn't in 100%, to be very frank. And I ran it, you know, particularly, I would say 70%, 80% by myself for the first 6 years. And then as, you know, we started experiencing some hiccups, you know, I was glad that I let go of some of the things and Annie joined me on the with the efforts to change things around. So I think, you know, to Annie's point, it's just, you know, understanding each other, but we're friends. I think that's the biggest thing that we more than anything else, we're friends. And I think we what we see in Waterworks is what we, you know, it's the community that we came from. And that's in our heart, probably more than, you know, profitability was to some extent. Yeah. Because it's just to see the people that we hired, see the people in the community, and that was us. I mean, we are very fortunate and blessed that we, you know, got the education and can reinvest back in the community. But also, you know, we know the challenges that the community faces. We have people who come in there all the time who can't afford to wash their clothes, and we give them breaks. I mean, some people think we're crazy when doing that, but we're saying no, because that was Annie and I at one time. So.
No, I say God bless you to that, because I grew up in a grocery store, and my mother would extend credit, you know, and we got a lot of folks through a lot of hard times, and they were always very loyal. And that speaks to, you know, your morals and your ethics and your commitment to the community. But also when we talk about your success, the selection of people, what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about starting a business and having to hire people as to, you know, what has been successful for you in the selection of people? What type of criteria or tools do you use to select your folks?
I think we've been very fortunate is that people live less than a block away. They know the community. We have one associate. She's really been in the community for 30 plus years. I mean, that speaks volumes to the people who come in the area who want to patronize your business, because they're unlike some of your other stores in there who they don't hire anyone from the community and they don't look like you. So I think, you know, where we've been very fortunate around is really just getting people who live less than a block away and who've been there for years. And when the people come in there, they know who they are. And, you know, it wasn't no great, like, you know, all of us come from the corporate environment. You go to all these interviews and you make sure people have all these credentials. No, we didn't do that. We just says, who are you? You know, how could you help us? And they showed us by their day-to-day loyalty. I mean, it's an amazing business, because out of the three people that are our employees, they don't even take time off. Oh. This is amazing.
We have to make them
take time off. It's amazing they don't get sick. I mean, for the last, I can tell you, in the last 13 years, we probably had, out of the three people that are there, probably called in sick maybe one time, maybe once. It is truly amazing their work ethic. They open, they close the place for us. I mean, it's an amazing relationship.
Yeah. So, and I would say to Daryl's point, in terms of the selection criteria, it really is about people who have integrity, people who have work ethic and who want to do the work. And we've been very fortunate to have been able to hire people who have a very strong work ethic and they're honest people. And you know, we don't necessarily hire family, but ironically, the people who we've hired have become like family.
That is awesome. And, you know, Annie, considering that you have come through HR, I'm sure you have some type of training program for your folks. What training do you put them through?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we don't have an official long elongated training program, but what we have done is articulate for them, here are the expectations. And it's written down, so everyone knows. If you're an attendant at Waterworks Laundromat, there are certain things that you have to do, like greeting customers, like answering the phone in a certain manner, like making sure that the quality of your work is on point, and making sure the machines are well maintained and cleaned on a regular basis. So they know what the expectations are. Those expectations were set up front. So we really didn't have to do any elongated 2-week, 5-month training programs. It really is, you learn on the job, but you learn up front what the expectations are, and those are reinforced over and over and over again. And what we also do is we catch people doing things well. And when they're doing something good, you compliment them on that. Because when people, I think oftentimes people know that when they've done something wrong, you know, like you say, fess up when you mess up. And people do that. They know when they've done something wrong. But I'd rather catch them doing things right and compliment them on having done something well, and then they're more likely to do that again and again and again.
Wow, that is excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Mrs. Annie Godfrey and Mr. Darrell Godfrey, the proud owners of Waterworks Laundromat in Newark. And we are talking about the success of their business in an urban community since 2007. And so, Darrell, when you were doing this for the first 6 years, you know, like 70%, how did you manage your full-time work as well as managing this enterprise?
I worked in the city of Newark at that time, and the job as working for the city of Newark allowed me a lot of flexibility, to be very frank, Darrell. I mean, that's how I managed it. And as Annie said, having good people. So yes, I needed to be there at certain hours, but having good people helped me run the laundromat for that time period. So I think just flexibility in my job and really just good people.
And I also think that, you know, because much of the volume occurs over the weekend, a lot of activity happens Saturday and Sunday, it really allowed us to be there on those days, not all day on those days, but certainly on Saturday and Sunday. And when we first started, we were going to the store to pick up product. We were doing everything we had to do to run the business. And over time, we've been fortunate to hire other people to do those kinds of things. But we always check in and have always checked in on the weekends to make sure things were running smoothly.
And that's a very important point for the audience to understand, is that you, the both of you, have made significant sacrifices of your leisure time to make this happen.
Correct. I mean, even vacations, there's sometimes we would have to contemplate whether to go on a vacation. We love Martha's Vineyard, quite frankly. And we've had to think about that. And when our son Niall was playing basketball and baseball over the summers, there were times when we'd have to make sure we incorporated that into the schedule as well, because we have to run the business. So we made it work. And again, having good people helped us significantly in ensuring that that we were able to check in when we needed to. And we have a surveillance camera that allows us to see what's happening. So if we see something on the surveillance camera, we sit and call and say, okay, what's going on there? So that allows us to have that ongoing communication and connection, even if we're not physically there.
That is excellent. And so when your Waterworks Laundromat, it serves the community, of course, of providing a service, but it provides other services as well, as having a consistent business that's employing other folks in the area. What are your plans for growth for Waterworks Laundromat?
That's an excellent question. We are right now in the finishing stages of trying to close on the purchase of another laundromat at 790 South Orange Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. That will have a different name. That would be called smartsuds.com. But it's all with the vision of trying to expand to not just provide a retail walk-in business, provide other services that the marketplace has opened up to, particularly the millennial marketplace, and also empty nesters. And, you know, with the advent of, you know, we all use these phones each and every day. But for us, the use of those phones and that technology has opened up an opportunity for us. So what we're doing tremendously right now is trying to expand into the college footprint, because although these universities have washers and dryers in their facilities, students hate to wash clothes, to be very frank. And then, like I said, and you see all these high-end buildings going up downtown Newark, South Orange, and Montclair, and those are nothing but empty nesters. And although there's washers and dryers in those machines, they hate washing clothes. And so we have an aggressive marketing campaign going on. Annie and I have been talking to universities, talking to the developers of these buildings, and really trying to provide our service to that marketplace. And once again, that's a tremendous growth place. We've seen it that, particularly on the college side, UCLA using it, Loyola Marymount and Maryland using it. So all these colleges are using it. Now we're just trying to break into the marketplace in the northern New Jersey that we serve.
As I mentioned to you, in Seton Hall, I'm an adjunct professor, and when you walk into the buildings, you see these signs for services that say, we'll come get your clothes and clean them for you. And I guess this generation, they love that.
They do. It's about convenience. I mean, think about all of the other businesses that have really launched as a result of convenience. It's, you know, not having to leave your house, ordering your food. Grubhub and
DoorDash. Uber Eats.
Absolutely. So it's about convenience. And this is a generation of people who want to use their time doing more of what matters more to them. And so insert smart suds, insert any other service you can think of that really is about allowing people to use their time in the manner in which they prefer, and then leave the other stuff like laundry to other people like us.
So I have a business question to ask on the marketing branding front. So Waterworks Laundromat, been in business for quite some time, and Smart Suds is coming about. When you go for your third location, will you give it a third different name, or will it have the branding of one of your previous locations?
Well, that's a great question. You know, so the name of Smart Suds came up primarily because we're in a partnership with two other investors. Waterworks was done with just Annie and I. And so just to keep some continuity and keep a separation, that's why we have Smart Suds. But the thought process is going down the line, we would brand it and then hopefully franchise it. And we would probably keep the name of Smart Suds.
Gotcha. Very smart. smart on the Smart Suds.
And again, Waterworks is our flagship store. It is the thing that enabled us to get into this business. It is the brain trust of Daryl, because he in his commercial lending days was seeing all kinds of business ventures, and he'd say, you know what, we need to get into the laundromat business. We need to buy a property and open a strip mall or something of that nature, and have the laundromat as the anchor store and other things, other businesses there as well. So this was really what he saw, and it really came about as a result of all the work he was doing with the banks that he was working with and seeing the opportunities that were out there. So it's where it started with him, and so we just chose the name of Waterworks. But with Smart Suds, really the objective is to franchise it over time. And who knows, we may even end up merging them under one name. But for now, we're going to keep operating them as two separate entities.
Excellent. Excellent. And so, Annie, you know, I've gotten to know you from a distance, but you always seem to be very professional, very calm, very collective, very together. And I can imagine how you manage your folks. It's similar. So let's talk about your leadership style a little bit, if we can.
Sure. I am it's funny that you used the word professional, calm, and so forth. As I was leaving J&J and my colleagues were making comments at my gathering, those same words were used. And I'm thinking, okay, obviously I am professional. but it's funny that I just laugh about it. But yeah, so my style is one where I am not a micromanager. I allow people space to do their work. I tell you what it is I want done. I set the expectations up front, and I expect that you're going to meet them. When I see something that's not meeting an expectation, I give feedback. I'm about coaching people in the moment instead of allowing things to fester. And then all of a sudden I keep accumulating them, and then I'm letting them loose all at once. I'd rather say it when it happens, and then it can be corrected at that time. So I like to be a little behind the scenes. I don't need to be the one doing everything, but I also like to jump in and help. I'm always one who will ask, how can I help you? So that servant leadership is a concept that I constantly think about. And I do enjoy doing the work, because if I understand how it's done, then I can make sure other people who I'm training understand how it should be done to meet my expectations.
Wow. And so, Mr. Godfrey, I'm sure you follow your wife's lead on that.
Well, it's funny. I don't know sure if I follow the lead all the time.
He's not a good follower.
But I think, so, you know, when we think about Annie and I, you know, in terms of our input and leadership into this business and in life, I mean, we, you know, I'm more of a visionary. I'm a big picture guy. I'm not a detail guy at all. But I can see the vision, and I've been blessed to be able to see it because it's been taught to me in my career. So I see things probably that some people don't see, or, you know, they think that, you know, I'm too aggressive, where Annie helps me because she's very methodical. So, you know, that's where we benefit each other. You know, like I'm real big vision. I mean, sometimes Annie says, what are you talking about? But because I'm like five steps ahead of it, mainly because I have my experiences, not because I'm any smarter, but my experiences, I see things and how I've been taught to look at the big picture and then, you know, let the people, always have good people on your side that can work out the details.
Yeah, he's the visionary. I'm the person who just gets it done.
Ah. I don't want to get myself in trouble. I was going to say you're the person who really makes it count, but... And so when you think about Waterworks Laundromat and you think about how Newark is really coming about, what is your vision for Newark? How do you see fellow businessmen such as yourself coming together to continue the positive trend for Newark, New Jersey?
Well, what I think the vision for us in Newark is one that is very complementary. I mean, particularly when you just look at the growth of the residential real estate marketplace, that's where we can, as a business side, we can really capitalize on. And in addition to, in terms of having African Americans who born and raised and reinvest back in the community, that can also help Newark going forward. Unfortunately, you don't see a lot of that exists in Newark, but, you know, if we can be the leaders or one of the leaders that say that people who look like us can be successful, and then I see nothing but win-win-win. But I think it's a great opportunity. I'm involved in my professional job and real estate development projects all downtown Newark and also in the corridors. And I see just opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. And I hope that Waterworks can be one of the leaders in the business community that can capitalize on all this growth.
Believe it or not, we are at the close of our interview, but I would like for each of you to take 30 seconds to share anything or any wisdom that you would like to give to our listeners out there that are thinking about starting a business. Annie, ladies first.
Sure, thank you. I would say just really be clear about what it is you want to do. What are your strengths? What are your opportunities for development? And go with your strengths. And then make sure you bring in people who complement you in whatever business venture you're pursuing. Because when you become an entrepreneur, you're going to be all things, but you can't do all things. So make sure you bring in people who complement the skills and capabilities that you bring.
I mean, and me, I'm going to use this time just to do some quick promo. I mean, this is on in Seton Hall, radio, and we want to, you're going to start seeing us as Smart Suds and also as Waterworks. And so when you see our business out there, take advantage of it. You know, use us. We're there, quick turnaround, customer friendly. We're local, and it will be a tremendous experience for you, but also give you some time to share with your family and while your laundry is being done 24 hours a day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank our guests, Miss Annie Godfrey and Mr. Darryl Godfrey of Waterworks Laundromat. Please support the business. Thank you guys for this great interview.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darryl. I mean, I'm glad you're staying in touch. I mean, we're always very proud of you and your family. I think your daughter also graduated, right?
Well, she's got a couple more classes, but she's close.
it's a process, but I know she has a good parents and she'll be successful.
She will.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps it up for this weekend on Leadership with Darryl W. Gunter on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. I want you to wish everyone to have a great weekend. But always remember, leadership begins with you.